Aleishur chelik beis shin lamed tes. Paragraph Dalet, b'meh ha'tira moidedes es ha'adam. How does the Torah measure man? Katan v'gadoil, moidedes ha'tira b'yir'ah uv'emunah. Whether it's a small person or a great and distinguished person, the Torah measures individuals through yir'ah and emunah. Pelishtim, regarding the Pelishtim, omarti en yir'as Elohim b'makom hazeh v'haraguni. Abraham says to the king, I had said there is no yir'as Elohim here, and I was afraid they would kill me. So the Plishtim here are measured by how much yir'ah they had. Amalek, vayzanev becha, kol anechashalim acharecha, they attacked those at the rear. Vata ayef v'yagia, you were weary, veloy yorei Elohim. So we said Amalek is judged through the fact that they were not yorei Elohim. V'avraham avinu alav asherim achareha akidah. After the Akedah, Hashem says to Avraham, Ata yodati ki yirei Elohim ata. I know that you are yirei Elohim. Ve'oid chahena. Many similar statements. Uv emunah, bonim lo emun bam. Hashem says about Bnei Yisrael, not trustworthy. Ve'avraham avinu alav asherim be'avtachas zera, ve'u ben me'ah ve'sara akara. When Avraham was promised progeny, when he was 100 and Sarah, his wife, was infertile, ve'hemin b'shem, ve'yachsheve alo yitzadakah. He did believe. Moshe Rabbeinu, alav ha-shalom b'meim riva, Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Hashem, Ya'an lo he'emantem bi, you lacked emunah. Emunah v'yir'ah, hein shetei ha-midos ha-yesediyos, asher b'hein moidedes ha-tera es kol adam. Emunah v'yir'ah are the two fundamental midos with which the Torah measures every individual. Ve'ata bo ur'e, come and see. Emunah midah ha-tzeimachas b'seuch ha-klal Yisrael, Uvsech kol pirat ufrat misrael. Emunah is a midah that sprouts within Klal Yisrael and within every individual in Israel. Kasher Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom to'an, when Moshe claims, when he argues, v'hein lo ya'aminu li, they will not believe me. Says the Gemara in Shabbos Tzadizayin, v'galia kamekut shabrichu de mehem ni Yisrael. It was revealed, it was known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yisrael are ma'aminim, omar loy, hen ma'aminim uvnei ma'aminim. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, they are ma'aminim and they are bnei ma'aminim. Hein ma'aminim dichsiv ha'yamein ha'am. The Pasuk testifies that they believed. B'nei ma'aminim ve'emin b'shem. And they are descended from ma'aminim, from Avraham Avinu, about whom it says ve'emin b'shem. Avraham Avinu alav ha'shalom shosal ha'imunah besoch ha'klal Yisrael. He's the one who planted emunah within Klal Yisrael. V'y'amedah lehem gam besoch galus mitzayim. And it remained with them, even within galus mitzayim. B'tzias mitzayim nischachay emunah zot. During Yetzias Mitzrayim, this emunah was renewed, rejuvenated. Vayir'u ha'am es Hashem, vayaminu b'Hashem. They feared Hashem and they had emunah. Uv matan tira, amar Hashem, in matan tira, Hashem told them, Hinei anuichi bo'elecha be'av he'anan, I will come to you in the cloud, ba'avur yishma ha'am bedabir imach, so that the nation hears as I speak to you, ve'gam b'cha ya'aminu le'oilam. They will have emunah in you, Moshe, le'oilam. The Ramban explains, V'gam b'cha yaminu lanetzach b'chol adoris. They will believe in you forever, in all generations. Ve'im yakum b'kir b'chem navi o yichalem chaloim. If there should arise among the Jewish people somebody who claims to be a prophet, a dreamer of a dream, k'neged davarcha, and has a message that contradicts your message, Moshe, yachishu miyad. They will immediately deny him and reject him. That's in Yisrael. What was rooted in them, in Ma'amad Har Sinai, is emunah for all generations to come. As the life of the generation grows, tzumachas gam emunah. The emunah in the generation grows too. Emunah mushreshes v'tzumachas b'soch klal Yisrael. Again, terminology from botany. Emunah is rooted, it sprouts, it flourishes within klal Yisrael. Me'avraham avinu alav ha-shalom ad yetzias Mitzrayim. Those are the key points. Abraham Avinu is the one who plants it. It's as Mitzrayim, it's renewed. Matan Terah, as we just saw above in the Ramban, until all generations. Even in a generation where Hashem says about the Jewish people, they are lacking emunah, and they stray from emunah. It just seems to reawaken, and one sees a generation of teshuvah. The expression is ma'aminim bnei ma'aminim, that we find. But we do not find the expression yira'im bnei yira'im. כי כל אחד ואחד מוכרח לבנות בקרבו יראה מעצמו. Each individual has to build within himself יראה. היא הכוח שבו עמדים בניסיונס. יראה is the power with which one withstands ניסיונס. וברוב המקומות שהיראה נזכרת בתורה. In the majority of places where יראה is mentioned in the Torah, מדובר שעמדו או לא עמדו באיזה ניסיון. The context is whether an individual or people either withstood or failed a ניסיון. מהו ניסיונם של גויים? The fundamental ניסיון of גויים is רציחה. ואומר אברהם אבינו על שלום, אברהם אבינו said after Sarah was abducted in the land of Plishtim, כי אמרתי, אין יראס אלוהיקים במקום הזה. I had said, there's no יראס אלוהיקים in this place. והרגוני על דבר אשתי. I was afraid they would kill me על דבר אשתי. כי באין יראה, when he saw that they were lacking יראה, לא יעמדו בניסיון. He knew that they would not be able to withstand this and ויהרגו, they'll kill him. ועמלק לא יראה אלוקים ובלי לכם בישראל, as the pasuk said, we read it just now, the previous page, they were not יראה אלוקים, and therefore came with the intention to kill, to destroy, to exterminate Israel. Similarly, המרגלים לא יעמדו בניסיון, once again, the context of ניסיון that the מרגלים went through, ועבדי קולב, says Hashem about him, עקב היסרוח אחרס אימוי, he was different. וימלא אחרי, now those words, וימלא אחרי, which are a little bit cryptic, Onklos translates, Vashlim Bosa Dachalti. And Dachalti is a term Onklos uses always for Yir'ah. So you see over here, Vaymale Acharai, he was filled with Yir'ah. That's how he withstood the Nisayon that the other Meraglim did not withstand. We see that almost always Yir'ah is associated with some Nisayon. Yir'ah Midas Habinyan Badam. It's a Midah not of the organic flourishing like Emunah, but the Midah of a planned and methodical construction. The midah with which a person builds himself from foundation to rafters. It's a midah with which Abraham withstood his ten nisyonos. Ad shacharei acharonim alot, to the point where after the akedah, it is said him, Ata yodati ki yirei elokim ata, now I know that you are yirei elokim. To summarize, harei emuna sheyeches lechoach atzmicha ba'adam. Emuna, we associate with the power of growth sprouting in the individual. Uvira'a ubones atzmi. Yira'a is associated with binyan, with construction of an edifice. Ninasem lisbonen me'ata bishten v'zachaze. Now we're going to look at them in a little bit more detail, one after the other. Paragraph Hey, Emuna. Omanu, we just said, Emuna mushreshes be'adam Yisrael utzicha litzmeach bo. It is rooted in the individual Jew, and it needs to sprout and grow within him. מזה משתמע כבר, already this implies, כי מה שהתורה קוראה אמונה, what the Torah refers to as אמונה, אין פירושה להאמין שיש אלוקים או שהתורה היא מן השמיים. That, it doesn't mean belief that God exists or Torah is divine, אלא עניינה שאדם בדעתו וחושיו. The concept of אמונה in the Torah is that the person is כל כך מושרש בלוקוס, is so rooted in הלוקוס, עד שבכל דבר ובכל מקרה בעולם, no matter what event happens, whether it's out there in the wide world or in his own life, any matter, any issue, he ro'e yad Hashem. He sees yad Hashem in it, ve'eino zaz mivada'us zayi. He does not budge from the certainty. Kim lo inima, even as a hair's breadth, b'chol matzav shiyeh, no matter what the situation. That is really what emuna means in the Torah. Hu asher omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu testifies about Moshe Rabbeinu. B'chol b'isi ne'emon hu, in Parshas Ba'aloi Secha. Ne'eman doesn't mean there he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umva'er HaRashbam, the Rashbam Ed Locke explains, Kavua umyusad kol sha'a b'yom. He is fixed constantly there. Ve'chamo, and similarly in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Uska'ativ yoseid b'makoyim ne'eman. The Pasuk there speaks about inserting a peg into a makoyim ne'eman, a place, you know, something in a rock. Obviously, the rock is not something that believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, ne'eman? Yaseid hatakua b'makoyim chazak. A peg which is hammered into a strong place, into a rock, eino memaher lipol, is stable. Zoi ha'emunah she'atorah mechuvenes eleh. That's the emunah that Torah speaks about. She'adam takua b'da'atoi b'avorei yisborach. The person is stuck in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ממש כי יסד במקום נאמן, like Moshe Rabbeinu is described, a peg inside in a rock. אמונה היא נטיעה חזקה. The Maharal in Nesiv HaEmunah puts it this way. אמונה is a strong planting. הדברים עמוקים, these words are deep, ותלויים בתפיסת עמקה של יצירת אדם. This definition depends on the real depth of man's creation. The root of his neshama is rooted, it's connected to the Creator. The more he strengthens this connection in his das, the more he strengthens this connection, the more he is a ma'amin. Oman, we said in the previous paragraph, Emunah had been planted within Klal Yisrael by Avraham Avinu. The roots in the neshamos of Klal Yisrael became deeper at Ma'amad Har Sinai. Anyone who can be termed Yisrael who ma'amin betivo is naturally a ma'amin. Still, in every individual, emunah has to be planted again. Like any planting, it needs to be planted right at the beginning. It's very difficult sometimes to transplant a mature tree. That's difficult. Hu asher amu chazal. Chazal tell us, velimadtem oisam es b'neichem, the pasuk in Shema, mikan amru shatinok maschil ledaber. When the child begins speaking, right at the beginning, Aviv medaber imo ilashon hakodesh, his father is required to speak to him ilashon hakodesh, umlamdoi Torah, he has to teach him pesukim, v'im ein medaber imo ilashon hakodesh umlamdoi Torah. If the father fails to do this, re'oi lo ki'ilu koivroi, as if he buried him in the Yalkut, Parshas Ekev. Uvelashon Rashi, la pasuk Rashi, there on the spot on the pasuk, misha'asha ben yodeh ledaber, from the moment the child can start chattering, lamdeu Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Teach him this pasuk, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, sheye ze limud diburei. This should be the beginning of his speech, says the author. Ur'e ezo chumra yesh baze. See how strictly Chazal took this. Shim lo limdoi hareu keilu kovroi. If he doesn't teach him, it's as if he buried him. Ach zeu choyka netiois. This is what's relevant to planting. Shetzerichim lechaven es ha-moed. One has to get the exact time. Shakarka mukhan lekabel sazia. When the ground is ready to receive the seed, v'azer yikalet yefen, the seed will be absorbed properly. Ve'im me'acharim es ha-moed. If a person does this too late, lo yitzmach ha-shesil. The planting will not take. Lachain machnisim es ha-tinok livris kodesh b'yom ha-shmini l'ledasoy. We bring the tinok to bris kodesh on the eighth day. It's the right time. U'mamash kishu maschil edaber. As he begins to speak, v'ladim otoy, t'yirat tzivar al-moshe, we teach him that pasuk. This emunah is the essence of man. Without it, his life isn't a life. A father fails to teach his son the emunah of Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe, at the beginning, Chazal put it as if he is bearing him. From here we see the great emphasis that the Torah places on any beginning. Haschalas ha'yoyim, the Torah places emphasis on the beginning of the day, v'ashavua, the beginning of the week, ha'chodesh, the beginning of the month, v'ashana, the beginning of the year. Etzem inyan ha'chinuch, the very concept of the chinuch, hu lenatzel ulchabeid kol haschala. Chinuch is to utilize and to respect every beginning. Kach meve'erash el ha'pasuk v'yorek es chanichav, when Avraham Avinu took in the battle against the four kings, v'yorek es chanichav, obviously chanichav, is the same root as chinuch. Rashi explains the whole lashon haschalas knisas ha'adam oy kli le'umonus shu asid la'moid ba. Chinuch means the beginning of a man's induction or a utensil's induction into the craft or whatever that he will be in later. So if it's a person, inducting the person into the craft or skill that he'll be required to fulfill later, or if you mechanech a kli, the same thing, to induct it into its service. V'chein chanoich lana, says Rashi. Similarly, in that pasuk, chanoich lana al pi darkoi. Chanukas ha-mizbeach, when you speak about being mechanech, the mizbeach, the altar, chanukas ha-bais, in lech lecha. Rashi mitzarev kan kol ha-schalois. Rashi puts together all beginnings. Chinuch ne'arim, whether it has to do with chinuch of children, chanukas ha-mishkan va-mikdash. Ki inyan echalem, they have one concept in common. The beginning is the fundamental part of the whole future of this matter. For the individual or the entity, whatever it is, to take on its true and perfect form. From here we understand the severity, the emphasis on the 7 days of inauguration of the Mishkan, the Chanukas HaMikdash al-Yedei Shlomoy, HaMelech Alav HaShalom, the beginning of the Mikdash, v'zei chumas ha'aschala b'chinuch ha'adam. And again, that's the severity with which we treat the beginning of Chinuch. בפרקים הבאים, in the coming chapters, נרחיב בעזרת השם את הדיבור על עניין ההשכלה במצוויס ובזקופות החיים. We will elaborate about the beginning, the concept of beginning in mitzvois and various periods of life. עניין ההשכלה אינו מעשה חד פעמי. When we speak about the concept of beginning, it's not just a once-off act. לרוב הוא תהליך ארוך של הכנה. Usually, in the majority of cases, it is a long process of preparation. מעניין האמונה ביארנו כאן רק מה שנחוץ לנו לשעה זה. As far as אמונה is concerned, we explained here what is necessary here for this section of the Sefer. בשער השני, in the previous שער, הישא אמונה נעשה לעבודה מיוחדת. We had ועדים on אמונה to make it a particular עבודה. Paragraph וו, יראה. אמרנו, we said a little earlier, כי יראה בוינה יעשה אדם. יראה is a concept of construction, building. ובבניין חזק כזה שיכול לעמוד בניסיוני. To build the person into such a strong edifice, a solid edifice, that he can withstand ניסיוני. בניין האדם מסחיל בהנהגה דרך ארץ. Building the mensch begins with conduct, which is characterized by דרך ארץ. הוא ממשיך בלימוד תורה, continues with לימוד תורה וקניין מעליסיה, and acquiring the various achievements of תורה. גם הדרך איזה של התורה, במהוסו יראה. The derech eretz of Torah, the essence of it is yirah. Baal keri patur mitirah, tefila uvrachois mitakanas Ezra. The takon of Ezra was that the baal keri is actually exempt from Torah, davening, rachois. Aval chivu bevirkas hamazoin. Nonetheless, Chazal says in brachois dav chav beis that he's obligated in birkas hamazoin she'asu birkas hamazoin ki lechois derech eretz. There we see the author's point that even the Eretz of the Torah essentially is Yir'ah. The main because of the Hod Eretz in brackets Takanazu Batla, this Takon is no longer valid. Uva'al Keri Chayav Yom BeTorah V'Chol Brachos. Baal Keri Be'Yameinu is obligated in Torah and all Brachos. Hevei Omer, the point is Hilchos Derech Eretz in Hilchos Yir'ah. The Hilchos of Derech Eretz are Hilchos of Yir'ah. V'chen Kol Limud V'Chol Mana Yarchavas Yir'ah Ba'Adam. Learning and every achievement is to extend, to expand Yir'ah within the person. Ramchal hamafli la'asus b'Mesilas Yesharim, b'adrachas b'inyan adam b'aseres madrigosam. Ramchal, who did so much in Mesilas Yesharim, in guiding the construction of the person in the 10 levels of the Sefer, meramez b'chol achas ma'amales. He hints in every one of them, ech shibnuya al Yir'ah, how it is built on Yir'ah. V'hein yir'as Hashem yichochma, that's a pasuk of course, yir'as Hashem yichochma, v'ilevada chochma. It's really the only wisdom that exists, ha'chochma shel v'inyan adam, the chochma of constructing a person. Uvore, see as follows. V'tirena ha'meyaldeis es elokim. The meyaldeis feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo yasuka shedibar alehem melech Mitzrayim. They refused to follow the instruction of melech Mitzrayim, v'techayena es ha'yeladim. They Davka supported the children who were born in Parshas Shemais. And then later on, Vayiki Yer'u Meyaldeis es Elokim, because they had Yir'ah, Vayas Lahem Botim. He made for them Botim. Hayu Elu Batei Kihuna Levi Amarchus, as Rashi explains there, that what came from them were Batei Kihuna from Aaron and Leviyah. Umalchus, Beis Midrashu Shel Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, that's what came from it. והמשכן שאמרה בצלאל נכדה של מרים, the נכד of מרים, who was one of these מילדויס, so he's the one who built the משכן, these are the בתים. וידוע הכלל, this is a very important clown throughout Torah, כי כל שכר בתורה, when you speak about שכר in the Torah, אינו בעד מה שאדם עשה, not just in exchange for what the person did, כמו שעושים לילד סוכריה, בעד מה שעשה בבית, it's like a child, he helped him, someone gives him a sweet, it's not like that. There's no connection between the child doing sponger and receiving a sweet. It's just in exchange, you helped and I want to reward you, so I give you a sweet. The Torah is not like that. Ela ha-sachar hu ha-priya yotze me'etzem ha-maaseh. In the Torah, sachar is what emerges from the very deed. It's a natural consequence of the deed itself. That's a fundamental principle. And now we relate it to these meyaldois. Ha-meyaldois amdu b'nisayon kashem o'id. The meyaldois withstood it. Terrible, a frightful nisayon, ki siknu es chayin, they endangered their lives, kesheloi kimu tzivuyei shel paroi, when they refused to fulfill the instruction of paroi. Hen amdu b'nisayin, mipnei shehi bnuyos b'yirat shamayim. They were stood in Yisrael because, as we said, they were constructed with yirat shamayim. We said yirat shamayim is the force with which one withstands yisayinoyis. Shehi chokhmas binyan. Yirat shamayim is, as we said, the chokhmah of building the individual. Ve'lachen yatsa mizeh she'Hashem asah lahen botim. So what emerged is Hashem made for them botim. That's the ultimate expression of construction. Mamash midah keneged midah. That's why he said the sechar is the direct outflow, the consequence of their yirah. So mimele they get botim, which are their construction. Benimtza agav. Just by the way, what emerges is ki parashas ha-meyaldois is shoresh kol sefer Shmos. This event with the meyaldois is really the root of the entire sefer Shmos. Mimena yatsa Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom uves midrashei ha-mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu emerges out of this and his teachings and the Mishkan, etc. Ureoid, see furthermore, Kasher Yaakov Avinu alav shalom chalam es chaloim hasulam, when he dreams the dream of the sulam in Vayetzei, Omar, when he awakens, Achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, indeed, Hashem is here. V'anochi lo yadati, and I wasn't aware, Vayira, there's a midah of Yira, Vayomer, Manoira b'makom hazeh, how awesome is this place, Ein ze keim beis Elohim. Notice, beis, v'zeh sha'ar ha-shamayim, it's a gate to heaven. Vayashkem Yaakov b'boki, he awoke, Vayikach es ha'even asher sam merash lisa, he took the stone, Vayasem oisah matzeva, he placed it as a matzeva, Vayitzoik shemen al roishah, he poured shemen. Says the author, Mikol chaloy moye, lo yisorera yispalus al gilui shel merkava ilona. From this tremendous dream, we don't see anything about the gilui of merkava, all of these things, that Nasi de Klal Yisrael shenitgalu lekan, he wasn't impressed so much, it seems, by the future of Klal Yisrael that was real to him, ela yir'ah. The Torah emphasizes here the Yirah. Umiyad hinech sham es even apinah lebeis hamikdash. He placed the foundation stone again for a structure, beis hamikdash. Harim yirasei shel Yaakov Avinu yatsa binyan beis hamikdash. Once again, we see the connection from Yaakov Avinu's Yirah. What emerges is a structure, an edifice, beis hamikdash. Benimtza, what emerges is ki beis hamikdash shel Moshe Rabbeinu, hamishkan vehamikdash. All of those kulam nivnu al yedei Yirah ki yichochmas binyan. They were built by Yirah because Yirah is the chokhmah of construction. Yirah nimdedes im amida b'nisayon. We made this point before. Yirah is associated with nisayonos. It's the force with which one either withstands a nisayon or doesn't withstand a nisayon, but they're associated. B'makas habarad yisvada paroi. When the makah of hail, paroi admitted, chatasi apam, Hashem atzadik, va'ani v'ami ha-reshaim. Ha'atiru el Hashem, he asks Moshe, daven to him in Parshas Va'era. Harei mamash vidui ve'emuna, we have a confession that he's a rasha, en emuna in Hashem, ve'gam kabbalah le'aba, he commits himself for the future, v'ashalcha yischem ve'lo yisifu la'amod, I'm going to send you, da-da-da. Ach Moshe omer lo, but Moshe responds, ve'ata ve'avodecha yodati ki terem tir'uni mipnei Hashem Elohim. I know that you don't yet have yir'ah. Rashi explains, yodati ki adayin enchem yir'im, I know that you do not yet have yirah. Umishitayeh harvacha. Once relief comes, tamdu bikil kulchem. You'll continue in your wrong ways. Mashinir elich urak yirah is teshuva shel mamash. What appeared on the surface as yirah and true teshuva yisbare rak bes nisayon. Moshe says, we'll clarify it when the nisayon comes. Keshitayeh harvacha. Nisayon is when there's relief. Im az lo yamud bediburoi. If Paro doesn't keep his word, then ein kan yirah klal. There's no yirah over here. To summarize, emuna tzimachas, yir'ah boina. Emuna sprouts and flourishes, yir'ah builds. Ad kan.